ציי נצ אוקליפ ווי ווי מיסו וועל ביז זאבן נו יש קוין גוט ציי נ אין קוליאס אל בחיילוי בגינד אס סמאק סו הי מנשנס אל פרישיטס באט די שאך אינקלודס דה הוש אין דה שיטע אין דה גשיינין who agree with the shittes of the Balatrum. All right. The chin das as mag lav, the chin kosef arosh, shel chir mashoch. So he says, the chin das maran Rutenberg, בתשובה סימרי שטחס, וכן דאס הכל בוי, וכן דאן נראה דאס יסוותר, וכן מארי, וכן פוסק מהשאל שם, והרב יתרס חטוס, אלא דיקן באגו ימיקל, מוק מפסד מרובי, ליצור חיון, אם יש לו הוקל, כיוון, the הרבה פייסקים, so what did he say? He mentions the shit of the smack, and the smack the ramo and he says we is in that in sin in the noch that's in noch we gain is in it in mean have it no be so he's only make you like the smack in mocking me mocking have it no be so he's only make you I'm sorry he's only make you like rashi be mocking have it no be but be mocking she have it no be is mach me like the smack like the smack so el the come back go you make you be mocking have it no be like rashi ויצורכים, אם יש לו אוקיל, כמדה בפריסקים סייפם קיים, אפילו בחי, so the שח does not approve of what the רמור, of the cool of the רמור, because the רמור is מייקל במוקים אפסד מרובה, like רשי, and the שח has a doubt, he says, כמדה בפריסקים סייפם קיים אפילו בחי, ובשעס משמע דמייר בצלי ציינה, וכמי שכוס ועתיס וס, וכן כוס ועגויס מיימה, is in the water so so the gamre kid vam khaba do mir ekval so in other words this the bush paskos like the khaba he the gamre in other words completely like rashi even shall we mock him upset no be we will like we rely on rashi but the ramo we mock him upset no be he relies on rashi but the shach is khilik and ramo and he says that in view of the fact that there are many rishonim who agree with the shita of the Baal Truma so even in the case of chayli gamre they are machmir so we mock him upset no be we can only chol apoches be rely on the shite of the smack but not to rely be mokim efsed merube on the shite of rashi that's not alright now he says here apu nechal machas milche now the shach now before we learn sif chav beis shach so let us go over sif yud beis in the taz because all the other taz we learned already but Sifid Beis, we didn't go over Sifid Beis in the Taz. Now, the Sifid Beis in the Taz still discusses the same question as Sif Chov Beis in the Shach. V'yeshem rinda afilo im tzeinenim. Dinoche, zehu das arosh, shepirish kei mai sedi geizel, shenof lecholo, bigmoi. V'kos af mari, bago yishari dure. So it's definitely the shite of the smak. Whether it's also the shite of the rosh or not, that's a question. So it says, v'kos af mari, bago yishari dure. וזהו שני, ובזהו הכוס עבד חי נעשה בפילה, פירש פקוי, ואוכן הגינו. דור כששיר אינה בוסו כדם המליחה, ויש לו דם אבא שום המים, ולדאי כמידה, איז בפילה בבוסו שיוסו מדם, והמים שמרובים ביחד, וליפומים שיר הזמן מרובה, ודרך כלל חלק בין דם ושור יסוי, עד כאן. וכוס אף אולוב מרשאו, פרק לב בוסו עושים מסמכתס, דימה שיר המדים ומערי בצלי, שאפילו הצלי וגם החולוף לא ינים לך כלל. יש לה עשי... So in other words, the sheet of the מערי, there's a תחום מסדשן, so is that even if it's לא ינים לך כלל, when the Gemara says that if it's solid, so it's also or if it is spores, it's osea, or if it is spiced, it's osea. So the question is, does that apply only to a case where nimlach ktsas it is? It wasn't nimlach kedishio melich, so it does not have the din of melich harek reseach. But, slightly salted it was. So then we say that if it is soli, or if it is spiced, if it is spores, so then it becomes osea. As long as it is slightly salted, Mashenkin, if it's not salted at all, so even though it's salty, it doesn't tassa. It doesn't tassa in spite of the pores, in spite of being spiced. So that's one way of saying it. And another way of saying it is no. That since it's not nilach kivishio milichal deiro, so it was slightly salted, so it has the same status as if it hadn't been salted altogether. So the Marishita is, that even if it isn't salted altogether, not at all, so it's still osea, if it is soli, if it is spiced, if it is sports. So he says, the mashi yira midim marib itzli shafi batzlim kama cholok minim lachlam yish leesei ashar lehi virai lata b'chai elu mashi shirim boso lo yinira b'inai di tzeinen li bola mi tzeinen afilu misuvel b'tavzim ולא יוסח רחום ממלא בגייסל שנופל לכוסח שהכוסח הוא ימלוח קצרס עוס עוסר ביז בפילה אבל בלו ימלח כלל לא יבוסו ולא יעקוסח אין לעשר כלל לא יביצן אין אפילו צובי אבל מה נעשה שספרת תרומו סמאג והגו יסמיים עם כוס ולהדיה שככה דין אפילו לא ימלח לא יבוסו ולא יחולו מסתפין אלה חליק עליהם לכתחיל אלה התיר מה שהם עשרים משמד בחי פשיט את אישורי כל שלו ינים לך אחד מהם, וביצלי וינים לך אחד מהם. אפילו נכון מכנס מלכי עושר, אפילו למרשאו, דקלפונים נים לך קצת. So that works. So the מחלקת between the Marie and the Marshall is where it wasn't נים לך all together. So according to the Marie, so even if it wasn't נים לך at all, so it's עושר, if it is solid, or if it is מסור מצבלי, or if it is going to sports. According to the Marshal, so all these things are important only if the Lachapoches was Nimlach Tzatz. But if it wasn't Nimlach Adal at all, so then all these things, pores and spiced and soli, are not important. So it's a Machlekes. Now, he says, V'ramoshe, kosef kanshe mokinev se nurubi, yesh lehokim, kisvor reshene di meikil, b'nechel machas milchei, kol sheini tzoli reseach, ulil kosav uatzmei, b'sifei, danan em pkiin, b'dove yesh leser afim mulichas kli b'efse nurubi, nirao l'taiti, d'itreikul el mekalinam b'shil efse nurubi, d'ayna leima, shabli chasli, lo imikrein nechel machas milchei, v'gam nismichal al dea reshene, al dea reshene, so, דהור, אין לעשר, יש קוי מלו בצלי רסייח דווקא. דו מטיבי מעריד ורשאו משמע, בצלי אפילו ציינן יש לעשר, יש קויים, אפילו בנים לך קצת. קיין, קיין, נירה נל ידעייתי. So he says, the Taz says, that even though the Ramo is maker, the Ramo is maker, in the case where there was Soli and Ziyan. So b'mokim efsed merube, so that it's not osea, it's not osea. So he says, but we cannot be makil in a case where there was it was nimlach litzli, but it wasn't nimlach kishio sheshemelchim migdel. So in such a case, if it is cold, as long as it was nimlach, in other words, when can we be makil if it wasn't nimlach altogether? But if it was nimlach, ktas, kishio shemelchim litzli, even though it wasn't nimlach, kishio shemelchim litzli, then you cannot be makil. In other words, the taz paskos likule only in a case. Only in a case where it wasn't nimlach altogether. Masha'in came if it was nimlach. Even though it was nimlach very slightly, less than the shio that is done, the shio than is done likdeiro, but just it was nimlach very little the way it is done litzli, as long as there was, it was slightly salted, so then we cannot be matered. We cannot be matered. So we can only be matered in a case where it wasn't nimlach at all. Anyway, so the Taz mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Marie and the Marshal. Suppose it wasn't nimlach altogether, and it was sleep, or it has pores, or it is mitul b'tav. So according to the Marie, according to the Marie, it's osea, even though it wasn't nimlach mitamre, and according to Marshal, it's not osea. Now, let's see here the shach, in Sifra Beis. Afilu nechal machmas milchem, eini mechub. געדיב מיני האב לאשמינען אפילו לא נימלך קלאו קיבן דו ביזעך כי דין כל חם לסחצן די בוי קליפ די צורך למאר משום דחיבן די נח אל מחבס מילכה לא נימלך דו נימלך קלאו די נחות להם לא יורת לי דאג די בכך so what does the shach say here the shach says when the ramo says אפילו נח אל מחמה אפילו נח מחבס מילכה that means slightly salted so he didn't have to say so boy klipe So he says, he didn't, it's not mechuven, because he didn't have to say Yatul Nechamachas Milche, because he could have mentioned the bigger Chiddush, Afil Loim Nimlach Klau. So it's also Oseh. Why is it Oseh? So you would say, because the Shach agrees with the Shita of the Mari, that it doesn't make any difference whether it is Nimlach Tzas and Nechal Machmas Milchei, or it's Loim Nimlach Klau. But the Shach doesn't say that. He says in Mechuvan, that Adivim Nei Havul Hashminon, Afil Loim Nimlach Klau, Kivim Dehu Riseach, Kidin Kol Cham Riseach Tzenen, the boy klipe, because the boy klipe b'tzol chlima mishum dechivim dinechol machmas milchei v'lo yimim lachklau dinechol lehem lo yorat lidag dibkach. So in other words, so how is it mashma from the shach? And this machlek is between the Mari and the Marshal, where it was not nimlach edo, not even ktas, and it is misuvel bitav, or it has pores. So according to the Mari, it's also bechule. According to the et Marshal, it's not also at all. What is the Shach Shite? Like the Mari or like Marshal? So it's much more from the Shach, that the Shach Shite is like Mari. That in the case where it's misuvel bitav, so then it can become also bechule. So mimele, then it will become also bikule, even though it wasn't salted at all. Because the Shach, first of all, he says, "Vitzol chayim amishum dechim din nechol machmas milchei, v'lo yimim lachlau din nechol leh." So he says, it's Einach. And then he says, when he said, "Ein mechum dadiv nehav lashminon, afilu lo yimim lachlau." So why is it Oseh? So that's only shayach in the case of the mechaber. The mechaber passes like Rashi. So the mechaber has reference to the case where the pigeon meat was completely hot and it fell into cold milk that was slightly salted, but it was still nechum machmas milchei. So mainly he says it should ask a kedeklipe. Why? Because of Tatoy Govar, so it's Einen, but Ademeikar is Bolek Deklipe. Here it was, the Mechaber has referenced the case where the pigeon meat was hot. So Mimele, it's also Randetzko. That's only in the case where it has no Pkoin. But in the case where it has Pkoin, or it is Mitumel Bisavlin. So if it's Nimlach Tzas, even though it's Nechumachas Milchei, so then it's Kuli Oseh. So Mimele, in the case where it's not Nimlach altogether, according to the Shach, it should also be curious. So in other words, from this Shach, it's a raya that he agrees with the Shite, that he agrees with the Shite of the Mari, not with the Shite of the Mashal, because from the Shach says, Nechal Machmas Milchei, and we mean Machlau di Nechodle. According to the Mashal, it's not the Nechodle. There's a big difference. Okay, all right. So that's all. Now tomorrow we'll start Simen Tzadik Beis. So you should go over. You should go over the whole Simen for tomorrow. Mechaber and Ramo, the whole Simen Tzadik Beis, because you should have gone over it before. And as far as the Taz and the Shach is concerned, up to Siv Gimul in the Mechaber. But I mean in the Mechaber and Ramo itself, the whole Simen. But in the Taz and the Shach, up to Siv Gimul in the Taz. I mean the Siv Gimel, it's really, no, but I mean Siv Godel Gimel. So it means in the Taz itself, up to Siv Zayin, in the Taz itself, Siv Kotten Zayin. Hello. Simen Tzadik Beis in Tur, and then Mechaber and Ramo, and then the Taz and the Shach. It's a very important Simen. Now in the Tur, Kazayis Boso, Shenofar Lisichir Oshel Cholov Risachas, ויש בחולוף שישים כנגד הבוסו. אם קילם וסיליק הבוסו, קילם שתנוח היירו מרתיחס הבוסו, וקילם שתנוח היירו מרתיחו, הבוסו רוסר והחולוף מודר. So if his eyes bosso fell into a kettle of milk, boiling milk, so, and the חולוף has שישים נגד הבוסו, so if he took out the bosso before it stopped boiling, so habosa rosa, because we don't even try to give it to a goy to taste, because even if the goy will say he's not tasting, he doesn't feel it am cholov, but in all probability we assume that the goy is lying, because if a small piece of boso falls into a big kettle of boiling milk, so naturally even for a moment, in all probability, it absorbed the time of the cholov. So, in Mele, we don't rely on the testimony of the goy. Because most of the time, when a small piece of meat falls into the big kettle of boiling milk, it absorbs it, the time of the milk in 1 minute. Alright, so Abosha Rosa, the achol of his mutter, because there is shishim in the milk, neged the kazai is bosa. So we don't even have to resort to timas kreil. Avol imein, b'chol of shishim, levatil abosha. Oy afilu yeish b'shishim. But suppose the milk does not have shishim, neged bosa. Oy afilu yeish b'shishim. Suppose there is shishim, the loikide, but he let the kazayis bosa stay in the milk. And he took it out after it stopped bubbling, it stopped boiling. So gamachol avosa. So according to Rashi, even though the cholov does not have. It's according to Rashi, even though the cholov has shishim, neged kazai is boso. So the cholov is osa. If he took out the chtichas boso, the kazai is boso, after it stopped bubbling. Why? Because, so the Gemara says, now this is the whole, you have to go over the whole sugya, the Gemara. The whole sugya, that kuf chesom dalev the Mishnah, up to the Mishnah, that kuf chesom dalev the Mishnah of Khal. The whole sugya is very important with the tesis. So the Gemara says that as long as it bubbles, as it boils, so the loy polat, because it's told in being kibileya, so it's loy polat. So mimele, if he takes out the kazayis boso, the portion of the boso, before it stops bubbling. Before it stopped bubbling, so mimele, we don't have to be cheshish, lest the kazayis boso in the first moment absorb milk, and then it was pele the milk. Because and as long as it boils, it cannot be pele that which it absorbed. Not that it cannot be pele, it certainly, if it couldn't be pele, so then why should the cholov be osa? Even if there is no shishi. The answer is, so Rishonim say, it could be pelet its own, but it couldn't be pelet as long as it boils, it couldn't be pelet that which it absorbed from others. Now this kazayis boso, when it fell into the kele, so it absorbed many drops of milk, so those drops of milk, let's say it absorbed 10,000 drops of milk, so in the first moment, so those drops of milk that this kazayis boso absorbed, it cannot be pelet until it stops boiling. But it certainly can be pelet particles of bosa. If we were to say that as long as it boils, it cannot be pelet anything, not even its own particles, so then the cholov shouldn't become osa. It cannot be pelet. The answer is, of course it can be pelet. But as long as it boils, so it cannot be pelet that which it absorbed from the milk. Some mele, אם קידם ויצילי כבוסו, קידם שתנוח העיר ומרתיך את הבוסו, קידם ויצילי קידם שתנוח העיר ומרתיך הבוסו רוסה. Because the בוסו certainly absorbed milk. But החולב is מוטה. החולב is מוטה. If there is... So, הבוסו רוסה והחולב מוטה. אבל אם אין בחולב שישים, לבטל הבוסו, או אפילו יש בי שישים. ולא קידם ויצילי קידם שתנוח העיר ומרתיך. But he took out the piece of בוסו, after it stopped boiling. So then, even the cholov is osa. Even according to Rashi Shite, it's osa, even though there is shishim. Because Rashi Paschus like Rav Yudeh, that means b'minei asas b'mash. So shishim is ineffective. So mele, if he took out the piece of boso, after it stopped boiling, once it stops boiling, so then the piece of boso is capable of being paled, that which it absorbed from the cholov. Now, the first moment, it absorbed cholov. So that cholov became an integral part of the boso of cholov. So it's cholov in a veil. The moment the piece of boso absorbed cholov, let's say it absorbed 10,000 drops of cholov within the first few moments. So those 10,000 drops of cholov that the piece of basar absorbed became chol of the nevela, chol of the isa. When you, we use the lashon, the expression nevela in the sense of isa, it doesn't mean nevela. It's the nevela here means the isa of basar chol. So those 10,000 drops of chol that the piece of basar absorbed became a heft of basar chol, chol of the nevela. Now, as long as it was boiling, so these 10,000 drops of chol that it absorbed couldn't be nitmet from the piece of basar. But the moment it stopped boiling, so the same 10,000 drops of chol that it absorbed, let's say 10 minutes ago, are now niflet into the gdeire. So you have now a mixture. The chol now represents a mixture of the major portion of the milk, which is chol of the teire, and the 10,000 drops. 10,000 drops, or part of it, drops of cholov that is cholov in the veile. And Rashi passes like a view that it means b'mine, asas v'mashu. So all the cholov is also, even if you have 1,000 measures, 1,000 times 10,000 drops in the cholov, it's still osa. This I said, gam a cholov osa, the Rashi means b'mine v'mashu, avol rabnetam. It's not only rabnetam, all the Rishayim, except Rashi, they all pass like rabbonim of the view that mean b'mine is got to be shishim, avol rabnetam, the mean b'mine b'samech. Afiloikidei visileik. Kibin sheyei samer muter. Masheinkein, according to other Rishayim, that min b'mini visamer. So memele, if as long as there are 60 measures in the milk, neged the kazayis boso. Neged the kazayis boso. So memele, even though he took out the kazayis boso, after it stopped bubbling. So then it was possible that the same drops of milk that the Kazayis Bosa originally absorbed was nifled again into the Gdeire. So what? So it's Mimimine, it's Bottle Bishishi. Bottle Bishishi. Now, Tipas Holo, Shenofla al Tichas Bosa Shebigdeir. If a Tipas Holo fell, when the Rishayim say Tipas Holo, it doesn't mean one droplet of Holo. I mean, one droplet of Holo certainly couldn't give a tam in a big portion of meat. But it can be 1,000 drops too, I mean, so it's called Tipas Cholov. Tipas Cholov shenoflo al chtichas basar shebigdeiro. If drops of cholov fell onto a piece of meat in the gdeiro, and one portion, there are a number of portions, there are a number of pieces of chtichas basar, but a Tipas Cholov fell on the uppermost portion, uppermost chtich. So im yesh besamer, if that uppermost portion has 60 neged the tipas cholov, the vatei lacholov is muteres. Vim lav asur. Vei hashor shebigdeiro mitzareif imo livatei lacholov. Inasmuch as that uppermost chaticha is above the level of the reitei, so then it's considered as if that uppermost chaticha had been in his path by itself. It has no tzirum with other chatichas. If it is so, if the uppermost chaticha upon which milk dropped, it happens to be completely above the level of Reitev, then according to everyone, according to Rashi and according to Ri, so the other chatichas are not mitzure. And we consider it as if it had been in a part by itself, and then in another part, the other chatichas are being born. Now, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ri, a very fundamental machlekes. And we find that machlekes constantly in Gosam Cholo. In other words, so suppose now, if let's say the uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the reite, above the level of the reite. Now let's say, suppose you have, let's say, many chatiches, and then the level of the reite is up to here. So this chatiche is above the level of the reite, and then milk drops on the uppermost chatiche. So then, of course, according to everybody, to Rashi and Ari, so if there is no shishim in this uppermost chatiche, negative, the drops of cholov, even though there is shishim in all the chatiches together, but the other chatiches are not mitzurim. So that uppermost chatiche becomes osea, and then in order to be matia, the other chatiches, there must be shishim in the other chatiches, negative the size of the whole uppermost chatiche. You see? Now, if, let's say, the level of the reite is above the uppermost, the top of the uppermost chatiche as well, then again, there is no machlekes. So then, all the chatiches are considered like one chatiche inside the reite, then everything is counted in the shishim. And if, in all the things together, the three chatiches and the reite and the carrots, the vegetables, all everything together, there is shishim, so then everything is mutar. The machlekes between the Ri and the Rashi is, suppose, now let's say this is the uppermost chatiche, and the level of the reite reaches up to here, up to half of the thickness of the chatiche. So, miktsas chatiche is above the level of the reite. Miktsas chatiche is below the level of the reite. So, according to Rashi, as long as the whole chatiche is not submerged in the reite, so it is treated as if the whole chatiche had been above the level of the reite. According to Rashi, if part of the chatiche, let's say 1/10 of the chatiche, is submerged in the reite, even though 9/10 of the chatiche are above the level of the reite, so according to Rashi, it's considered as if the whole chatiche had been immersed, submerged in the reite. So this is what it says. In Pirush Rashi, דווקא שכל החתיכה חוץ לרעיתה, כן שהחתיכה שתחתהו קצוסו חוץ לרעיתה, וזו מונחס עליו, וכולו חוץ לרעיתה, אבל אם קצוסו ברעיתה, so it's considered as if it is completely submerged in the רעיתה. החתיכה מהרבס הטעם בכל הגדירה, והקל מצטרף לבט לאכול. So it's like one big חתיכה, so everything is on. ורשי פירש, אפילו מקצוסו ברעיתה, אין הקל מצטרף לבט לאכול. So when is Hakel Mitzdarev according to Rashi? Only if the whole uppermost Chatiche is submerged. But if, let's say, 1/10 of the Chatiche is above the level of the Reite, even though 9/10 of the uppermost Chatiche are immersed within the Reite, and this fell, so then, according to Rashi, so the other Chatiches are not Mitzurev, and then, if there is no Shishin in this Chatiche, so this Chatiche becomes Osea, and then we would require Shishin in the other Chatiches, negate the whole Chatiche, according to Rashi. The Chim Kosab, ודווקא בשלו הניח הגדירו מיד כשנוף לאכולו וגם לא יקיסו איסו מיד אבל אם מיד now, so when do we say that if the uppermost chatiche is above the level of the reite, let's take the case that is not controversial, that where the uppermost chatiche is completely above the level of the reite, so then being according to this Rashim and even according to the reite, so then the whole chatiche, so the uppermost chatiche is considered by itself as if it had been in a boiling, in a pot by itself, and the other chatiches and other things in the gdeira are not mitzur. But suppose it starts stirring as the drops of milk. Now let's say, as the drops of milk, here the milk drop on the uppermost chatiche, and the level of the rate of which is only up to here. But as the drops of milk fall on the uppermost chatiche, it keeps on stirring the pot. So that has the effect of evenly distributing the cholov, the drops of cholov within the whole dairy. So even though, because when you stir it, that's like covering it with soap, all the chatiches. V'davke tishalo nir hagdira miyad tishnok lacholov. V'gam lo kiso is miyad. Covering also has the same effect. Avul miyad tishnok lacholov alachtiche. Nir hagdira kiso iso. So then it's considered as if the whole, all the chatiches had been covered with reitet. So if in the totality of the chatiches there is shishim, so then everything is mutar. Now this is a very strange ram. Kosev Rambam. Avol im niyam mitzchilo vatzov. Oy shekisom mishas nifilo vatzov. Harei ze b'nei sintan. Harei ze b'nei sintan. So Rosh Na Rambam means, when do we say that all the chatiches are mitzurev? All the chatiches are mitzurev to the shishim only if it's near mitchilo vatzov, from the beginning to the end. Now we have to understand what it means from the beginning to the end. Suppose the pot stands on the fire for an hour, so it means only if it keeps on stirring for a whole hour. It keeps on stirring for a whole hour and it has to be covered for a whole hour. And if it keeps on stirring, let's say for 5 minutes, and the pot stands and the fire for an hour, so then it's not considered, so then they're not mitzurev to the shishim. Why? What's the rationale of that? Because of the Rambam, Avol Niyam Mitchilo Vatzov, Oy Shekiso Mishas Nefilo Vatzov, Harei Ze Minei Sintam, V'Nireh, so he says, no, Shein Tzorich, not as the Rambam says, that Niyam Mitchilo Vatzov, V'Nireh Shein Tzorich, Rak Sheinayir O Yechase Miyad Mishas Nefilo, V'Apruposa Kachakei Milinaya, Miyad, Misari Vatam, Bechol Mashe Bigdeiro, U'Mitzarif Kuli Levad. So the Torah says in so many words, it's not necessary that he should, in order to be mitzarif all the chatiches in the Deire, that he should keep on stirring from beginning to end. So we go to Shiel. So if it boils for an hour, he has to stir it for an hour. If it boils for 2 hours, so then he has to keep on stirring for 2 hours. What's the time of that? So the Torah says, as long as at the very outset he started to stir, even though he didn't continue stirring, so the initial stir at the beginning of the bishop has the effect of distributing everything evenly, and the melee everything is mitzvah of the Rishishim. Now the question is, what's the svar of the Rambam? So there are some who say that the Rambam agrees with the two, and it's lav davke when he says that mitchila v'atzof. He really means what the two says, just near mitchila, at the very beginning. At the very beginning. But if at the beginning he stirs, even though he immediately stops stirring, but as long as at the very beginning of the bishop he started to stir, so that already has the effect of the evenly distributed. I mean, so there are some who say that in the Rambam. Now the Hashulchan gives a remarkable pshat in the Rambam. And according to Hashulchan, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the two, and a certainty. He says, now the question arises, the Rambam was bothered by certain kash. Why did the Rambam say, Niyah mitchila matzov? He has a deal from the Rosh Nagmore too, I mean, but I'll be sworn. What's the sworn of that in order that all the chatiches should be mitzuret, the shishim, so he has to stir from beginning to the end? Why did the Rambam say that? Because the Rambam was bothered by a certain difficulty. Now, the Gemara says that if he stirred at the very beginning, then everything is mitzuret. But Niyah bisov veloy mitchilo, then the uppermost chaticha becomes a chaticha b'isore. Then we need, in the other chatiches, shishim neged the size of the uppermost chaticha. So the Gemara distinguishes between Niyah b'tchilo and Niyah b'sof v'loy b'tchilo. Now the question is, what does it mean, Niyah b'sof v'loy b'tchilo? Now let's say, suppose he puts the pot at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it stands on fire from 6 to 7. So if at 6 manesh, he starts stirring, so then everything is mitzvah. If he starts stirring 10 after 6, so then it's Niyah b'sof v'loy b'tchilo. So the first 10 minutes, so all the cholov became absorbed by the uppermost chaticha, and that was above the level of the ritiv. Then we require shishim in the other chatichas neged the size of the whole chaticha. If, let's say, he started to stir 10 minutes after 6. Now suppose he started to stir 9 minutes after 6. And what if he started to stir 8 minutes after 6, 7 minutes after 6, 6 minutes after 6, 5 minutes after 6, 1 minute after 6? So you'll say, well, even 1 minute after 6. So it's also, loy niyah b'tchilo v'niyah b'sof. How about 1.5 minute? After 6, so here we go, Shia, so what's the Shia? So we can say, so what is considered immediately? Near immediately, I mean there is no immediately. So then we have to say that when the Gemara says near, b'tchilo, immediately means the first perceptible moment. Perceptible moment, but the first perceptible moment might also involve a second, or maybe 2 seconds, I mean, according to the senses of a person. But it's still very vague, so the question is, what is considered Niyah b'tchilo? In other words, so Niyah b'tchilo, according to that pshat, would be if the person was a big zohis, and you know, he was standing there, and the first opportunity he had, not the first opportunity under his circumstances, but the earliest opportunity under all circumstances. So he stirred. But that in itself might involve even the earliest opportunity under all circumstances, under the most favorable circumstances. Let's say, suppose he was standing near the stove and he had a ladle in his hand, and he was ready to start stirring. And then one person puts the pot and he immediately thrusts the ladle into the pot and starts stirring. That's the earliest opportunity. So that in itself might take 10 seconds maybe, I don't know. So that is called Niyah b'tchilo. But if, let's say, more than that elapsed, before first he yawned and then he started to stir, so then it's lo niyah b'tchilo v'niyah b'sof. I mean, that's a very vague. So the Hashulchan says, this is what bothered the Rambam. So the Rambam came to the conclusion, now we see, when, let's say, suppose you can perform an experiment, I mean, you shouldn't perform an experiment with milk and meat, but you can perform an experiment with something that has the same color as milk, I mean white, upon meat, something that is parve but has the same color, a white liquid, and if you will, let's say, you'll pour it on a piece of meat that is standing on fire, so you'll see that the first moment, let's say, if you start pouring a white fluid, that is not milk. I mean, if you want to perform an experiment, so you have to use that. So if you will spill, let's say, white fluid on a piece of meat that is and the uppermost chatiche of meat that is nipat boiling. So you'll see, the first few moments, you'll be able to notice a certain whiteness on the surface of the chatiche of meat. Then, after a number of moments, the whiteness disappears. I mean, this is a fact. So what does it mean? How is it that for the first few moments, when milk is poured on a piece of meat, so if you watch, you'll be able to see whiteness on the surface. But after a few moments, you'll see that all the whiteness disappeared, as if nothing happened. What does it mean? As long as you can see whiteness on the surface of the meat, that means that that milk, or whatever fluid you poured on top of the chatichas basar, was not absorbed internally by the chatichas basar. And when all the whiteness disappeared, that means everything already was absorbed. So when the Rambam says, "Niyam mitchan," the contrary, it's expressive of a big cooling. This is how the Hashulchan explains it. So, in other words, the Rambam doesn't mean "Avol niyam mitchilo v'atzof," that he has to keep on working all the time that it's boiling. And what Rambam means that when do we say, when is it considered niyam mitchilo? Stirring at the very outset. So then we are mitzari for the chatichas. And if you start stirring, be safe, not mitchilo, so then we are not mitzari for the chatichas. So what is the criterion, the test, whereby we determine as to whether it's considered niyam mitchilo or niyam bisof? So, as long as there is a whiteness of the milk, as you see the white color on the surface of the chatichas basar, so then the niyam is considered niyam b'tchilo. But if you start stirring after all the whiteness on the surface of the basar disappeared, then it's considered niyam b'sof v'lo b'tchilo. So it doesn't mean that he has to keep on. Now let's say that it takes 5 minutes. Let's say, well, it all depends upon the temperature, it depends upon the size of the chatichas basar, and of course the number of drops of milk. I mean, there are a number of factors involved. But let's say that under the circumstances, under the specific circumstances of the peculiar situation, so it takes 5 minutes for the whiteness to disappear. So then, if he stirs within the 5 minutes, so then it's considered to be a bitchila. But if he stirs beyond the 5 minutes, it's considered near bisof below it. So it's a big cool. I mean, according to Hashulchan's Pshat and Rambam. All right, because of the Rambam. Now, if this, the first Rambam was a little strange, so the other Rambam is even more strange. Because of the Rambam, no fal cholo visei hamoro, oi visei hachticheis, veloi neida leizech ticho no flo. Neyer es agdeiro kulo achi isari vakeyo vim yeish bigdeiro kulo tam cholov asuro vim lav muteres. So the Rambam says, if cholov drops into the soup or upon the chatiches, and he doesn't know into which chatiche it fell, upon which chatiche it fell, whether on this one and that one, he doesn't know. So, Meir Sagdere Kul Achi Yisari. So, the Rambam advises the person to stir the whole day. Hake, im yeish bigdere kul otam cholo vasur, vim lav muteres. Vim meivin is lorob, shimachtiche, so the tour is masik. And Rambam, this is so strange. Vim meivin is lorob, shimachtiche, kulon biseich harite monash. What does the Rambam deal with? If the Rambam deals with a situation where the rate, the level of the rate is above all the chatiches, so why does he have to stir more? I mean, so it's already, they are already mitzuret to the shishi. So let's say the rate reaches up to here. The rate reaches up to here. And so the Rambam, so let's say this whole chatiche is above level rate. Part of this chatiche is above level rate. So the Rambam advises him to keep on stirring. So how can he keep on, how can that be effective? Let's say he doesn't know whether the drop of milk fell on this chatiche or it fell on this chatiche. That's the reason as to why I moved away, you know, one safer, you see, because he doesn't know. If it's like this, so it couldn't be any soft. So let's say he doesn't know whether the drops of milk fell on this chatecha, on this chatecha, on this chatecha. So that, and the level of the rate of his glow is here. So the Rambam advises the person, the woman, to skip on stirring. And then when she keeps on stirring, so everything is evenly distributed. But at the very outset, so the drops of milk dropped on chtich X. We don't know whether X is this or this or this. So if X is this chatiche, and this chatiche does not have in itself shishin, negative drops of milk, so that chatiche became osir. Now he's stirring it, and as long as there is shishin, negative 10,000 drops of milk, in all the chatiche, in all the three chatiches together, everything is muta. Why should it be muta? Chatiche X should remain osir. It's very difficult. So they say that the Shittas HaRambam is that when do we say that Chaticha Nasas Nevele, only if it's known on which Chaticha the milk dropped. But here we know that 10,000 drops of milk dropped on one Chaticha. Chaticha X, we don't know what is X. So then, even though Lapishmai is Galia, that X is this Chaticha, so it doesn't become a Chaticha Yisur, it doesn't become a Chaticha Vasabachor. It's a very strange concept. Why should the knowledge be a condition precedent to the effect of Tichon Ases Nevele? But that's strange. But this is how they explain the Rambam. Alright. So mainly the Rambam, Shittas HaRambam is that when do we say that when the cholov falls on Panech Tichas Boso and gives it Tam cholov in the Boso, so then the whole chaticha becomes a chetz of a cholov only when it's known. But if it's not known, so then we don't apply the aloche of chticha nasis nevele. We don't apply the aloche of chticha nasis nevele. That's the Shittas HaRambam. Now we have to understand. What kind of a din is it? What kind of a din is it? Alright, now, but let's go further. V'heiche sheneschol hachtiches hachtiche machmas achol. Nasis kol hachtiche isa. V'im bishlo im achereis tzorich samech levatel kulo. Afal pi sheefsher lisochit. Acholo v'abalua v'levatel bisamech. Bishor hachtiche isa. V'lo hachakol osa. Shekvo nasis hachtiche kulo isa. V'tzorich samech levatel kulo. So v'im yeish v'chol ma shebidei rabbi mor kuposo v'tav v'im samech levatel ma shebidei ramuta. V'im nisharis v'yisor. So that's the din of Eshel Yisech Tiosa. And he gave at the very outset a tam cholov in that baso. Then he took, and that at that time that chaticha was in a pot by itself. Then he took out this chaticha that became moser from this pot, from pot number one, and he put it in pot number two together with 50 other chatiches, but not 60 other chatiches. So of course, in this pot number two, the 10,000 drops of milk that were originally absorbed by the original chatiche are absorbed by all the 51 chatiches. And each chatiche, even the original chatiche, has less drops than are necessary to give a time of cholov in the chatiche. So we say the original chatiche became moser, actually say it's moser. Alright, that's the now, v'im sheres v'isur. But suppose v'im akiro, suppose he identifies the original chatiche in the second part, mashlicho, because that remains osa. V'achiris mutochis. V'im einu makiro. But suppose he can't identify the original chatiche because he put it in part number two together with 50 other chatiches that look exactly the same. So we have it ahuves of yovish v'yovish. And it's a chaticha really is chavik. It's also machmas atzmo. So the original chaticha, that's chaticha X. We don't know which one it is because all the chatichas look alike. So memele, all the chatichas are osa. Because it's a chaticha really is chavik. It's a filu be'olik v'bot. But the morok cannot be mixed up with the original chaticha. So if there is shishin in that, so the morok is mutah. So it's vimin makiro, rate of muta, the whole chatiches asuris, im chatiches ois, a will is chabit, vidovaze is buried like amber chestarus, uposaka rav rabat chayim, the loyam rino, nefshoi sikh the osea, el bosa beholo, אבל בשור איסורים, כזאי יש חולוף שניב, כזאי יש חילה. שניבה בכתיך ואין בו סמך לבטלי ונסרו, והכן בישלו עם החילה, אין צורך לסמך כזאי יש הורישי. כסך רב נפיים שיטה, ויוז אפילו אכתיך עצמך יזרס לי יש מטרס. ורב נתם, מתנתון רב נתם, מני רשיין עם רב נתם, פוסק דב בשור איסורים, אפשר לסייך תהיה עושה. ודווקא, why does it mention רב נתם? Because there is a difference between רב נתם and the other rishayim. You see, according to the Ram, so Chtichnas Nevele applies to all other Isurim, to other Isurim, and but it's only in the Rabbonon, as Ixera Mishim Basab Cholov. But they call it Rav Netam, so by Min Bimine, Min Shein Bimine, where it gives it Tam, so that's Rav Netam Shite. Of Isa Nepach, of Heta Nepach Li Isa, so Mele, Chtichnas Nevele, by Min Shein Bimine is Midrais. By Min Bimine, so even call it Rav Netam, it's only in the Rabbonon. So that's why he mentions Rav Netam, because the other Rishayim will agree with the Shite, that Chtichnas Nevele applies to Shor Isurim, that the Shite of the Ram, so it's only in the Rabbonon, and even by Min Shein Bimine, it's only in the Rabbonon. But Rav Netam Shite is, that Tam Ki Iker implies that Heter Nepach Li Isa, so Mele, by Min Shein Bimine, Chtichnas Nevele is Min Raisa, then it's the Din of Tam Ki Iker, of Heter Nepach Li Isa. The Rav Netam Posak, that Shor Isurim, Shor Isich Deyosa. Chtichnas Nevele, Vidavke, Kishenesa Bnei Sintam, שלא יהיה בהתר שישים לאפלי איסה שניב לבי אבל נעשה במשהו אפילו נעשה מחמס מיני שעושה במשהו לרב יהודה ונאצי סכולה נווה אלה not that's another חידש that even that not words that even according to רישיים that תכנסס נווה אלה applies to שור ישראל and it applies not only to מין שלא יהיה במיני it applies to מין במיני as well so even by me so even according to רב יהודה who says that Min Bimine Tassas Bimashu, but we don't say Chtichnasas Nevele. Unless there is more than 1 out of 60. So in Min Shaloi Bimine you give it up. So in Mele, even in Min Bimine, we apply the Deen of Chtichnasas Nevele. But by Mashu, even according to Rav Yude, we don't apply the Deen of Chtichnasas Nevele. Alright. Vadeini Ove Ozal Iskildas Arav Rav Chai. Right now, a new Deen starts. טיפס חולוף שנופו אגדי ראש, אצל איש מבחוץ. אפילו אם יש ביטב של אגדי ראש סמך כנגדו, אין יוכל לבט לו, ואם כן הטיפו יסרס אגדי ראש כל זה ויסר, ונסחו הטב של שם. Because so, now let's go over. So the two mentions three shittes. The Shekhanoru doesn't mention three shittes, he also mentions the shittes of the smack. But there are two other shittes. So there is the shitte, there is the shitte, there is the shitte of the smag, there is the shitte of the smag, and there is the shitte of Rav Meir Merutenberg, and there is the shitte of the smag. The Shochanoruch, the Mechaber and Ramo, they both passed like the third shitte, not like the smag, and not like Rav Meir Merutenberg, but like the smag. Tipas cholof shenof lag dei rosh eitzoeish mbachutz, afilu im yesh bitav shlag dei rosh samach kinegdo, ein yochi levatlo, ואם כן, הטיפו יסרס אגדי רו כל סביב יסאו, ונסחה לעטב של שבו, that's the sheet that is the biggest חומרה, and that's the sheet of סיוחית, and that's the sheet of the smart, and we are not חישש for that sheet. Now the shitte of the smag is the biggest chumre, and the shitte of the smag is that we apply the aloche of tichenasas nevele ligabi the kele itself. Remember in Taruves, so we had a Mordechai, and we had three pshat in the Mordechai. The pshat of the Ramot, the pshat of the Taz, and the pshat of the Shach. Now the biggest chumre was the pshat of the Taz, and then the biggest kule was the pshat of the Shach, and then we had the pshat of the Ramot. So according to the biggest chumre, the pshat of the Taz in the Mordechai, I think that at that time I mentioned this shitte. So according to the Taz pshat in the Mordechai, which is the biggest chumre in the Mordechai shitte, so vis-a-vis a klicheres, the Mordechai shitte is that we apply the concept of Tichanas Nevele Ligabi, the earthenware vessel itself. In other words, even by Klichodosh, that was not the Leia any Yisar at all, but let's say a new earthenware vessel. And then you boiled Nevele, Chelev, Stodovrosa, in that new earthenware vessel. So in view of the fact that it's impossible to extract the bria of the chalef of the nevele from the earthenware vessel, because the cheres and yitzeitz in dufil eilom, so now it becomes an integral part of the vessel, and the whole vessel, the earthenware, becomes a chdicha b'isoy. Let's say that the volume of the earthenware vessel of the pot is, let's say, 100 gzeis. The size of it is 100 gzeis. And then it absorbed one kazais of nivele in it. So the 101 gzeis become a heftzavisa. How can earthenware become a heftzavisa? That's a very strange concept. But we got vis-a-vis metal, so even the mortchai will be made there. Even according to the pshat of the Taz, that in view of the fact that the bria can be extracted, so it doesn't become an integral part of the vessel. So mainly we don't apply ligabe the metal itself, the metal kele, the concept of tichras nevele, but ligabe vis-a-vis kli cheres that cannot be removed, the bria cannot be removed, so then the metal, but the earthenware vessel itself becomes a tichras. So that's a big chumreh, and according to one pshat in the Mordechai, it applies only to Klecheres, but it doesn't apply to other kelim. Mashein kedishite, the smart, it applies to all kelim, Klecheres, the Napches. In short, when something, let's say, if a kelim is belei aisea, so then it becomes, the whole kelim becomes osea. So in order to kasha the kelim, then you must pour in the kelim so much mayim that there'll be shishim negative volume of the kele. So that is very difficult to visualize. So the kele has to be constructed in a special way in order that the mayim that fill up that kele, so I mean it has to be shaped like this, you see, I mean. So then it's possible that the mayim that fill up that kele should have shishim negative size of the kele. So, but it's unlikely to have such a kele. So that's the shita. So that's one shita. Then the second shita, well, that's a shita tchuyo. I mean, no one is cheshish for that shita. We are not even cheshish for the shita of the Mordechai according to the explanation of the Taz. Because of Rav Reb Meir Rotenberg, then there is a second shita. That's the Maram Rotenberg. Shem yesh bitapshil samech pom im samech. Kineget hagdeiro. If you have in the top, if a tipo fell on top of a deo, let's say, here is the deo, there's the defnag deo, and then, let's say, tipas holo fell, tigdeo shel boso, boso was cooking in that, and the tipas holo fell here, on top of the deo, whether it fell to negative rate, let's say the level of the rate is up to here, so whether the tipo fell here, or above the level of the rating, on top of the data, doesn't make any difference according to Maram Gutenberg. So it all depends. If there is 60 times 60 negative tipas holo, in other words, 3,600, let's say, if one drop of holo fell, and if there is in the top shield 3,600 tipas, 3,600 tipas 60 times 60, so then everything is muta. So he says, "Shiim yesh vitav shel samach pomim samach kineged atipa muta. Shatipa niseres la samach kineged. Viim yesh vitav shel. But if the tav shel has so much quantity, so much bulk that it has 60 times 60, 3,600 times the number of drops of cholov that fell on the part, so is muta. But according to Maram Gutenberg, it doesn't make any difference whether it fell neged the reitev, or it fell neged mokim areikon, on top of the reitev, above the level of the reitev. So why is it so? Now there is a sugya in Gemara in Zvochim, whether yesh pipua, whether it's pipua bikulo or it's not pipua bikulo. In other words, when you are mivashi, let's say, a chatos in the pot, is the bria of the chatos mifapea in the whole pot? Or it's not mifapea in the whole pot? So it seems that both the Maram Rutenberg and the Smak agree that it's a sock, whether it's mifapea bikulei or it's not mifapeya bikulei. So mimele, so it's a sofik. Whether it's mifapeya bikulei or it's not mifapeya bikulei. Now, so mimele, in this case, if we say that it's mifapeya bikulei, now again, on that there is a machlekes between the taz and the shach. What does mifapeya bikulei mean, and what does eini mifapeya bikulei mean? But let's explain it according to the taz explanation. The Taz explanation. So if we say, let's say, according to the Taz, so and that sofik in the Gemara, in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vov, whether it's Mifapeya Bikulei or it's not Mifapeya Bikulei, so according to the Taz, if we say Mifapeya Bikulei means that if, let's say, a tipis cholov, fall, let's say, on the David. So if we say Mifapeya Bikulei, according to the Taz, so then it means that it penetrates through and through the whole Daven. Now, if it penetrates through and through the whole Daven, so Mimele, then it necessarily falls into the Tafsh. If we say Mifapeya Bechulei, if we say that it's not Mifapeya Bechulei, so it remains sticking in the Daven. It remains sticking in the Daven. Now, if it remains sticking in the Daven, so at the very outset, let's say, 1,000 drops of cholov fell here on the Daven. That's the Gdeira. Fell here on the Daven. Now, so if we had been sure, according to the Taz, that it's Mafapeya Bichulei, then it would mean that those 1,000 drops of cholov that fell here penetrated through and through the Daven, from the outer surface into the inner surface, and the moment they penetrated to the inner surface and to the inner surface of the Daven, so they fell into the Tafshil. And even if they fell above the level of the Reitiv, the moment, so by the law of gravity, the moment they come through the Daven, they drop down into the Tafshil. Some Mele, It, as long as the Tafshil has 60 times 1,000 drops, so it's muta. But there's another alternative in that Gemara in Zvochim, that maybe it's not Mifapeya Bikulei. If it's not Mifapeya Bikulei, so then there is a possibility that thousand drops of the cholov, the 1,000 drops of the cholov, so they passed through, but they didn't break through into the Daven. So Memele, they combined with the Beruah Boso, let's say they went as far as here, but they didn't penetrate into the inside of the Gdeira. So they remained sticking in the interior of the Daven Agdeo. Now, the interior of the Daven Agdeo has some glias of Bosom. I mean, that is still a Benyeme. So Memele, the combination, so in the interior of the Daven, it combined with minute particles of Bosom, and the combination became a Hefter Visa. A Hefter Visa. Now, if we had been sure, let's say, now let's take an example of one drop. It's easier to give examples. Let's say it's easier to discuss this arithmetically if we mention one drop of cholov rather than 1,000 or 10,000 drops of cholov. So let's say just one drop of cholov fell. So then, if one drop of cholov fell, if we had been sure that it's mifapeya bechulei, so that one drop fell into the Tafshil, as long as the Tafshil has 60 drops, so it becomes one. But there is a possibility that it's not Mifapeya Bechulei. So in other words, it penetrated partially through the Daven, and it remained sticking in the interior of the Daven. But the interior of the Daven has some drops of Bosa also. Some particles of Bosa also absorbed in it. Let's say an hour before that, so the same woman cooked Bosa in the same pot. So that's a Beyeme. So Mimele, if we had been sure that they are, in that part of the Daven, they are at least 60 particles, 60 drops of Boso, Belua, So Mimela, then there wouldn't be any problem, because when this single drop of cholom remains sticking in that part of the nefesh, it combines with 60 drops of basar, so it becomes bottle. In the interior of the nefesh it becomes bottle. That may be, so the more balua of basar there is in that interior of the nefesh, the better it is. But it's possible that only 59 drops of basar are balua in the interior of the nefesh. So when this single drop of cholov remains sticking in the interior of the nefesh, so altogether it combines with 59 drops of basar, that's not enough. You have to have 60 of basar to have 61 altogether. But if you have 59 and this one drop, so it's 60, so all the 60 drops, 59 basar, possibly 59 drops of basar, and this one drop of cholov become echdichad yisur in the interior of the nefesh. So why should we worry? So let the nefesh worry. I mean, they don't penetrate into the inside of the gdera. The answer is, then when it starts boiling and bubbling and the temperature is higher, so it might be that at the first moment, when the temperature, let's say, is, I don't know, 200 degrees, so the remains sticking in the interior of the nefesh. But then when it starts bubbling and the temperature will be a little higher, so all the 60 drops of chichad yisur, of the synthesis, of the combination of basar and cholov, 59 basar and one cholov, so together constituting the heft of basar b'cholov, so when it starts bubbling, so then it might break through into the tafshil. So then, and the tafshil only has 60 times one drop of cholov, but it doesn't have 60 times 60, so melech, the rest of the tafshil will be osa. Mashenkein, if at the very outset the tafshil has 60 times 60, has 3600 drops, so then it becomes still bottle, because even if we assume the maximum, what is the maximum? In other words, there are all kinds of possibilities. One possibility is that it's mitapeya b'chule. So if that alternative is true, so then we have no problem. So if it's mitapeya b'chule, so it just shoots through the dayfen and it falls into the top shield. So as long as we have 60 drops in the top shield, so that single drop of cholov becomes bottle. Then there is another possibility. No, it's not mifapeya b'chulei. Now, if it's not mifapeya b'chulei, so it remains sticking in the interior of the nefesh. So that single drop of cholov remains sticking in the interior of the nefesh, together with heretofore latent drops of basar. How many latent drops of basar, that we don't know. Now, if we had been sure that they were already 60 latent drops of basar, then there wouldn't be any problem. But maybe there are only 59, not 60. So then, when this single drop of cholov starts shooting through the dayfen and remains sticking in the interior of the dayfen and combines with the 59 drops of heretofore latent drops of basar, so then all the 60 become echdichad yisur. But then, so why is there a problem? Because then when it starts bubbling, it starts biriseach, and the temperature is a little higher, so then it will shoot through. So the Maharam Gutenberg says, but if there is 60 times 60, there is still no problem. But if there is no 60 times 60, there is just 60, then there is a problem, then it's also. This is Maharam Gutenberg. Wenn ihr mit Tafsel Samach in gedesen Samach mut und wir sehen fram mit zwis kosa she no flock in der Tafsel in sorry gele Samach in der Tipe schem papier lif ni now the 30 day and we pass from the Mechaber and Ramo they all pass like this man like the 30. So, wo wir sehen, wir haben dieses Kosa Schinoff, wo die Nege da Tafschil, in Zorich, alle Samach, die Nege da Tipesch im Papier mit ihm, wir haben die Kilo Nofla bei Tafschil, die Nofla bei Mokim Reiken, die mit Papier habe ich die Magdeiro, hat schon mal gerettet, kol Kach, שין שישי כרגע דעתיפו, הרי נסר יסימו כמגדירו, ואם ירה הטפשו דרך מכמגדירו, שנסר הרי יסר הטפשו, וזה תקנוסי שינכנו, כך לא ייגע בו עד שתסתנן. So according to the Taz explanation, not the Bessios explanation, the Shach's explanation happens to be the same explanation as given by the Bessios. But according to the Taz explanation, so in other words, the smacks, shita is based upon the suffix as to whether it's mifapea bikule or it's not mifapea bikule. Now, what's the meaning of mifapea bikule? So according to the Taz, according to the alternative that it's mifapea bikule, it means that it penetrates through and through. That that's tipes cholov that fell here on the day. And if we say that it's mifapea bikule, it penetrates through. Now, if it penetrates through, so then if we had been sure that mifapea bikule, so then it would be muter even if it fell kineged horik, if we had been sure that it's mifapea bikule. So then even if it fell on the mokim horiken, let's say above the level of the reitev, the level of the reitev is here, and this fell here on top. So if we had been sure that it's mifapea bikule, so then it would be muter even if it fell kineged mokim areiken, because if it's mafei bechulei, so it means it falls through, and the moment it breaks through, it reaches the inner surface of the deifen. So then by gravity it just falls into the top shield, no matter where the tipe falls, whether it falls kineged areitev or it falls kineged areiken. But we are not sure as to whether it's mifapea bikule. So there is a possibility that it's not mifapea bikule. Now, if it's not mifapea bikule, here is the confusing part. So if it's not mifapea bikule, so what does it mean? So what does it mean? So then there is a possibility that, it will penetrate and remain sticking in the internal periphery of the deifen. If we say it's not mifapea bikule, so that means that there is a possibility that it will remain sticking in the internal periphery of the deifen. So memele then. So then it depends. So memele the smack says it depends. So if Shimnof lo kineged atav shil, ein tzorech ele samech kineged atipo, shem fapea lifni, v'havelei kilu nof lo bitav shil. Because, if it falls kineged areitev, let's say, the areitev fills up the gdeire up to here, and then the drop of cholov fell here. So we say, since it's kineged areitev, so we monef shach it's mutar. If klapishma is galia, that it's mifapea lifnim, so it falls in the adoption. And if it does not penetrate completely, so it remains kicking in the interior. So what am I to worry? After all, right now it is in the interior kineged areitev, and still the heat of the kineged areitev did not cause it to break through. So Mele, if it didn't break through the first moment, why should it break through the second moment? So Mele, so Mimonevshech, if it is capable of penetrating into the Gdeire, so it penetrated. It shoot through the Deifenak Gdeire, and it fell into the top shield. And there is Shishim, there are 60 drops in the top shield. And if it did not, if it's not mifapeya b'cholak deire, so it doesn't break through, it doesn't shoot through its way into the inside of the deire, so it remains sticking in the interior of the deire. Fine. So just as right now it remains sticking, so the next moment it will still not break through, because why should it break through the next moment if it didn't break through now? You see, if it didn't break through now, after all, the same temperature the next moment as this moment, you're not allowed to let it heat any further, because then there is a possibility right now when the temperature was so much, let's say it's 200 degrees, so it didn't break through completely into the inside, but if you keep on heating it, so then it will break through, but it's already off the fire, so it's not going to be, the temperature is not going to be any hotter. So if it's mifapeya b'cholak deire, so it broke through already and became bottle in the 60 drops of the tapshir, neged the one drop of cholov that fell on the deifen. And if it's not mifapeya b'cholak deire, so it remains sticking in the interior of the deifen, of the deire. So so it will not break through later on either, unless you eat it further. But if you don't eat it further, so if it didn't break through at the first moment, it wouldn't break through the second moment. So maybe it's mut. So maybe it's mut. One second, please. Let me. ובספר המצוות כוסה שנופל כנגד התפש לא נצורך לסמה כנגד הטיפה שמפפה לפנים והבלי כאילו נופלו בתפש ונופלו במוקם הרי כאן so then we have it then it's more complicated ונופלו במוקם הרי כאן והיא מפפה אז בידי פנגדירו עצומך לרטף כל כך שאין שישים כנגד הטיפה so it does spread a little but it doesn't spread all the way it doesn't break through but it does spread a little bit and then now so there is a possibility that it spread within such an area that in that area where it spread there is not shishim of the latent drops of boso to be vapor. In other words, again it's possible that it spread, it remained sticking in a small area where the number of latent drops of meat is only 59, not 60. If you had 60, then there wouldn't be any problem. Only 59. So then this drop combines with 59 drops of basar. So all the 60 drops become osa. So mimele, we are not allowed. So you're not allowed. Okay, all right. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. If it fell bimokim oreikan, so if Trafishmai is galia that it's mifapeya bikulei, so then there is no problem. Now, but suppose it's not mifapeya bikulei, so there is a possibility that it remains sticking in the interior of the gdeire, in such an area, in a smaller area, where you don't have 60 drops of boso, neged that single drop of cholov to be mevatlet. So then all the 60 drops becomes a chepsa vasa becholov. So why is there a problem? So it's still alright, so it remains sticking, so it doesn't affect the tafshil. But, let's say, if the gdeire, let's say, it drops here, let's say the level of the rate is here, and the drop of cholov fell here. Now then, suppose he'll start pouring out the soup that way, so then it's very likely it will be maladitiche, you know, when there be concentration of hot soup over that mocking of the daven where the 60 drops are latent, so then it will be maladitiche. And while at the very outset when there was no heat applied on that segment of the daven, so it didn't shoot through its way. But now, when you start pouring over that side, so there'll be a greater temperature, a higher temperature, a greater heat, and the 60 drops that became echticha de yisure, that were for the first few moments latent in that segment of the deifen agdeiro, so it'll shoot through its way into the tafshil, and the tafshil does not have 60 times 60. So in Echnami, we suppose it has 60 times 60, so then it's all right. In other words, so he says, so vim noflo bimokim areken, vim ifapel bifapaz bideif magdeiro, at somuch lereitev kol kach, shein shishim kineged atipo, hari nesar reis imokim magdeiro, vim yare hatafshil derech mikim magdeiro shenesar, hari yoser hatafshil. So is that a knosei? So it's not oser, even kineged areken, it's not oser, there is a problem, but there is a way to overcome it. Sheyanechenu kach, so in other words, he should let it stand still. Of course, he cannot allow it to stand it on fire, because then it will become osa. But if it's off the fire already, so he should let it stand still, he shouldn't move it. Because if he starts moving it, so some of the hot boiling soup will apply pressure, you know, will press against that segment of the daven. And the 60 drops, or the possibly 60 drops of chticha de yisure might shoot through the way into the tafshil. And it doesn't have, the tafshil doesn't have 60 times 60. But if it has 60 times 60, so then, even in such a case, it wouldn't become osir. So, what should he do? Shenechenu kach v'lo yigavo achet itzdane. Uchvo noagu. Now, this is the pshat of the Taz. But this is not the pshat of the Bes Yosef in the smak. And it's not the pshat of the Shach in the smak. The Bes Yosef and the Shach, They also explain the smag on the basis of Isofik as to whether it's Mipapeya Bikulei, the Sofik in the Gemara, whether it's Mipapeya Bikulei or it's not Mipapeya Bikulei. But whereas, according to the Taz, so according to the alternative of Mipapeya Bikulei means that it penetrates through, it shoots through its way into the inside of the Gdeire, and then Mipapeya means it remains sticking. So according to Besios and Meshach, it's just the reverse. According to the alternative in the Gemara, that it's Mipapeya Bikulei, Mifapeya Bikulei means, according to Bes Yosef and the Shach, that it remains in the interior. It remains in the interior, but it becomes evenly distributed in the whole there. In other words, if you have a drop of cholov falling here, so if we say Mifapeya Bikulei, so that means that this drops is divided into many fractions. When I say drop, I don't mean necessarily drop. So let's say is decided into many fractions, and it becomes, this drop of cholov becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the keleh. In the interior of the keleh. Now the interior of the keleh certainly has enough. If this drop of cholov becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the keleh, the interior of the keleh certainly has enough drops of bosor to be mevatel this single drop of cholov. So Mipapeya Bikulei means that it becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the keleh. So then it's alright, then there is no, then we have no problems. Because over the whole keleh, there are certainly, the bria of the bosor, certainly we are dealing here with a kli yoshin. What does a kli yoshin by definition mean? Kli yoshin, because if it's kli chodosh, then it's natosa altogether. So we are dealing here with kli yoshin. What does kli yoshin mean? Kli yoshin doesn't mean a keleh in which meat was cooked a month ago. Kli yoshin means a keleh in which meat was cooked today, within the last 24 hours. So memele, since it's a kli yoshin in which a lot of milk of meat was cooked within the last 24 hours, so if we assume that it's Mipapeya Bikulei, that means it's evenly distributed in the interior of the keleh. It's evenly distributed in the interior of the keleh. So then there is no problem, because the totality of the interior of the keleh certainly has 60 drops of bosor to be mevatel, that one drop of cholov. When is it possible that it's not? That there is no bittul if it is not distributed in the totality of the interior of the keleh. Oh, so if we had been sure that it's Mipapeya Bikulei, then we wouldn't have any problem. But it's a possibility that it's Eini Mipapeya Bikulei. Is Eini Mipapeya Bikulei? So he explains it as follows. So the Bes Yosef and the Shach explain the smack as follows. Shim nofko keneged atapshil in tzorech lesamach keneged atip v'shim papeya lifnin v'hav leikil in nofko bitapshil, because we want it. There are two alternatives in that Gemara, in Zvoch. Either it's Mipapeya Bikulei or it's not Mipapeya Bikulei. Mimonif Shach is good, there is no problem. Because if we assume like the alternative Mipapeya Bikulei, so that means that this drop of cholov is evenly distributed in the totality of the Deifen HaKeleh. So there it becomes bottled in the interior of the keleh, in the shishim of the bli of the boss. So there is no problem. But then there's another alternative, that maybe the halacha is that eini mifapeya. So eini mifapeya means that it does not become evenly distributed in the totality of the keleh. So if it does not become evenly distributed in the totality of the keleh, so then what happens? Then it shoots through its way at this point. So it falls into the reite. So again, there is no problem. In other words, according to Bes Yosef and the Shach, so the alternative of Eini Mipapeya Bikulei is the same thing as the alternative of Mipapeya Bikulei according to Taz. According to Taz, so when the Gemara says Mipapeya Bikulei, what does it mean? That it shoots through its way, directly, like an arrow. It shoots through its way. So according to the Shach, Mipapeya Bikulei means not that it shoots through directly. It travels in no direction, this direction, that direction, in the interior of the keleh. And it becomes, that drop of cholov becomes evenly distributed in the interior of the keleh, in all directions, on all sides, in the Shulei Agdeire, in all sides. Here it travels, let's say the tipeh fell here, so it travels here in the interior, and here in the interior, and here in the interior. So there is no problem. Eini Mipapeya Bikulei means it doesn't travel in all directions, it doesn't become, it just shoots its way from here to here, direct, like a bullet. It shoots its way through. So it falls into the top shell. Oh, so there is no problem. But when is there a problem? According to the Yosef and the Shach's Pshat, v'im noflo b'mokim areite, v'im ifapaz b'defen agdeho, atzomuch l'reitev kol kach, shein shishim k'neged atipo, shein shif k'neged atipo, so harinesar, eisei mikeim hagdeho, harinesar, eisei mikeim hagdeho, in other words, so again, if we had been sure that the alternative, that it's mfapeya b'chol defen agdeho, that means it's evenly distributed in the whole totality of the interior of the deho, then there wouldn't be any problem even. No fucking neged areikah. So what do I... So that then we become bottle, the totality of the interior of the deho, certainly a 60 drops of bosa to be mevatel, to nullify, that's one drop of hollow. But there is a possibility, maybe it's not mfapeya b'chol agdeho. So if it's not mfapeya b'chol agdeho, so then it starts penetrating directly. But if it is kineged areitev, so then there is no reason as to why it should remain latent in the internal periphery of the data. Because you have all the heat. You have all the heat. So if it doesn't, so it will not break through into the soup later on either. Why should it break through into the soup later on when it doesn't break through now? On the contrary, the more you let it stand, so the more it cools off, so the temperature will be lower. So manefshach, if it broke through, it broke through. If it didn't break through, so it will not break through. But if it's kineged horeikan, so then there is so if we had been sure that it's mifapeya, so then even kineged horeikan would be all right. But we are anticipating the possibility of the alternative that halacha is that it's any mifapeya b'chodim hagdera. So that tipe doesn't travel in all directions evenly in the interior of the dera. So it just travels directly like a bullet. So it travels directly like a bullet. So it's possible, there is a possibility that it just traveled directly, but it remained latent in the internal, in the inner periphery of that dera, which is above the rim. Which is above the rim. Now, and the moment you start pouring the hot soup, there will be more heat applied to that segment, so then it will break through from the inner periphery into the inside. But for the first moment, it remains sticking in the inner periphery of the Dayfen, and there it might find some friends, 59 drops of basur, it will combine with them, and 60 drops of Bosa Becholov will become Echticha Din Sure, and then when you start pouring, so that will be the signal to that 60 drops to shoot through. After all, they are already at the gates of the top shield. So this is the Pshat of the Bes Yosef and the Shach. So he says, now again, so we say for Amitzis Kosav, Shim Nofu Kinegat Tavshu, in Tzorech Lesamak Negat Tipi Shim Apir Lifnim, Vahav Likulim Nofu Bitavshu, Vim Nofu Mok Mareik, Vim Vapaz Vidif Magdeiro, Atzom Mok Mareik Kol Kach, Shin Shishim Kinegat Tipo, Hari Nesar Isi Miki Magdeiro, Vim Yar Atavshu Der, Miki Magdeiro, Shin Nesar, Hari Yesar Atavshu, Vizet Takonose, Shin Echenu Kach, and the Shach points out, suppose you have 60 times 60, then it's all right. Then it's all right. But we're not dealing with a case where you have 60 times 60. וזה תקנוסי, שיכנו כך להיגע בו עד שתסתנן, וכוונו הגוי לום לעשר כשנפלס, או, נאו איזה, וכוונו הגוי לום לעשר כשנפלס על הדייפן שלו כנגד הורייטב, ודווקא, נאו, so there are two פשוטים in this כוונו הגוי. Most Snesi Kalim say that no agoi lom relates to the takone that was mentioned. וזה תקנוסי, he just said that if it's not for כנגד הרייקן, so זה תקנוסי, שיינכנו כך ולהיגע בו עד שצצטנה. So no agoi lom, not to rely on this eitze, of letting it stay, of letting it stay until it pulls off. Why? Because sometimes it happens, it's not usual. After all, if it's off the fire, if it turned off the fire, so how can the temperature even for a moment be higher than it was the minute before? If you keep some burning, so then it becomes hotter and hotter. But sometimes when it's boiling hot, so then So there are certain moments when it starts boiling, and then in the course of time, there might be more bubbling, more resiches than a minute before. So Memele, that's the basis of this minigailam. Why? Because maybe it's remote, but there is such a possibility. Maybe unexpectedly it will start bubbling. Why should it start bubbling all of a sudden? Right, but maybe it had reached that stage. Maybe you just took it off the fire when it was ready to bubble.